Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Met a guy last night, gave me his card, wants to take me for a ride in his helicopter.
Is that Todd? Because don't believe him.
I know.
He's not actually a pilot.
This guy's got a helicopter. Gave me his card. I saw it. My wife drove home from the restaurant last night because I had a, you know, it was wine happy hour. Yeah. So I looked at my desk this morning. I saw this card had a helicopter on it. I said, "Oh, that's right. That guy gave me a card, and he's got a helicopter."
It's always fun piecing together the night before.
I was a big fan of the show, and another fan of the show introduced me to the guy. We were leaving, and they were sitting there at the bar, and you know, older guys. You know,
ever been in one?
No. But I
did you show him your helicopter?
Yeah. Obviously, what he wanted.
That's the line right there. Maybe it was one of those. Hey, you show me yours.
I think this is just some dude running Todd's scheme trying to get in your pants.
Could have been. But he was talking to my wife, too, so he might have wanted her in a helicopter, too. But
what you should do.
But I got the card, but I left it at the house. I can remember to bring it in.
Have him meet you someplace cool and then go on a helicopter ride.
Well, no, here's the deal with helicopters. Any kind of flying devices. I'll get on it if I'm going someplace. I don't want to do it as a joyride.
Okay, just don't want to go for a spin.
My dad did the helicopter ride to the bottom of the Grand Canyon. We were down in Vegas at the time. He drove down. He took a bus down and did that. Yeah, you know, but dad was also in his 70s at the time and said, whatever, stuff happens. I remember a week later, though, one of those helicopters in Vegas down the rim.
It went down, didn't it?
Yeah, hit a wall and a whole, like 10 family members all died.
And doesn't that happen kind of on the regular there?
Dad said it was the coolest thing he's ever done at the time was take the helicopter down to the bottom. They got out, walked around, and he said, but when they came back up, that was the worst because visually it looked like the wall of the Grand Canyon was right next to the blades.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't want to do that. He wanted me to go with him that day. I said, you know, I got kids.
The perception was it probably took a long time to get up.
Yeah, he thought that.
That's 5,000 feet.
Now, you did the Vegas sky. You did the one in New York, right?
Right.
That must have been amazing.
We did they made a lap around Manhattan.
Yeah.
I've also done the.
But see, I don't want to take a lap around Fremont, you know.
I've done the Grand Canyon.
That's a town here outside Omaha. And nothing against Fremont, but flying from a distance ain't really doesn't
matter. It's not a visual spectacular.
When I lived in Portland, same thing.
Right.
Just took me for a joyride.
Right.
In and around Portland, but, you know, that's pretty cool views.
A big
there.
City, right, right. Because they have those here. There's a baseball tournament. No, there's a fair that goes on. My son's playing some baseball tournaments down there, and I just see this helicopter in the middle of a field, and people paid $20 to go up and spin around. You know, it's not really a visual spectacular.
It's near my house.
Yeah,
I'll see it every now and again. Like, what the hell?
But that's too dangerous.
Oh, we took a ride out of Hilo, Hawaii, too. And
that'd have been cool.
The volcanoes.
And the Vegas Strip at night, they say, in helicopters, pretty cool. But I wouldn't be able to get over it.
See, but that one now by my house for the little carnival or fair. It looks like a helicopter in a box that you put together.
It's scary looking.
It doesn't look safe.
Ryder wanted to get on that and I said, no, you're not, man. No, I'm just not letting you get on that thing, you know.
I've always wanted to take a helicopter ride over Badlands National Park next to the Black Hills because it's really, really rough terrain.
Right.
And right at one entrance to the park, they have helicopter services.
Oh, I got a guy with a helicopter. Yeah. He's a big fan.
Who was the country singer that died in that crash?
Oh, was it helicopter?
It was like Sawyer Brown or somebody. There was a duo.
Let's not
and before
people.
A show,
okay.
One guy is like, hey, you went to, same thing. Oh, hop on the helicopter.
Yeah.
And
Montgomery Gentry.
Yeah.
It's Troy really. Gentry.
Oh, he did.
2018.
Was it before the show? Like, I'll be right back. Show
before
canceled.
The show, they're like, hey, Montgomery, they're not playing tonight.
Montgomery's cool. Gentry ain't okay.
Okay. Oh, that's two guys, right?
Yeah.
Oh, those are two guys. Okay.
Yeah, and one of them was on the helicopter.
Oh, man. A joyride, not going someplace. Okay.
Up and down the strip? Was it Vegas?
I don't think it was Vegas.
No, it wasn't Vegas either.
Jersey.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're pretty cool.
Yeah, like I said.
They are cool. They're incredible.
If I had to get somewhere, you know, but and a million of them go up every day and they're fine, but, you know.
Just don't go up when it's foggy.
Yeah.
Wear your Lakers shirt.
We'll hire him to take us to Wichita.
I might do that. Yeah, because that drive's the worst. And by the way, that's nothing on Wichita, because Omaha is just as bad.
It's just the stuff in between. There's not much to see.
We call that where Nick appears, generally.
And we'll fly the scenic way to Wichita.
What's that?
I think the hills west of east of Wichita are nice.
Okay, beautiful.
The Flint Hills.
Right. Beautiful.
That's about as scenic as it gets.
Right.
In these parts.
So, yeah, I woke up with a card from a guy that's got a helicopter. That's a good night, especially for like a Tuesday.
Did you ever go that far, Todd? Did you ever have cards printed up to try to, make it sound legit?
Yeah, Todd in college.
This guy might have taken it to the next
Todd
step.
Todd told girls in college you were a helicopter pilot.
No, I shouldn't have.
Yeah. Drunk with your mullet.
Seems like this is going to close the deal for him. Yeah. You should have done it.
Yeah. I think about the time I was thinking about doing that, I moved to minor league baseball. I was playing minor league ball at the time.
Shortstop.
Yeah.
I get you laid more than the helicopter pilot?
Yeah. I don't remember. Yeah. It was pretty consistent. Seemed whatever story I told, it all worked.
Yeah.
That's back when everything was working.
Seems like they just liked you.
Well, you swung at everything, too, though.
Oh, yeah.
Well, weren't you already the Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year?
Yeah.
Pac-10.
Pac-10.
Yeah. All right, pilot, check it in.
Mike? About this
5G thing.
Yeah, what's this story?
So when it's extremely foggy, airliners have the ability to auto-land safely. We discussed this.
Yep.
On the runway, using some very sophisticated equipment, years and years of research and testing and training have made this possible. Previously, like 50 years ago, before this auto-land ability was perfected, all flights would be able to operate and would cancel if the visibility got so reduced.
Oh, okay, got it. Yeah, that's why we land. Right. A lot of times we do land and really...
It's the radar altimeter, now installed on every airplane, that allows us to get very precise height above ground level. Apparently, the 5G system uses frequencies extremely close to radar altimeters and will interfere with radar altimeter signals. It's absolutely effing absurd that this latest generation of cell phone signals or whatever has the potential to dangerously affect air travel. Can't believe it was allowed to progress to this point.
Good for him.
If they don't come up with solid solutions to 5G interference, air travel will go back to being able to land, unable to land, in extremely foggy conditions.
And they're going
to
cancel flights then. Canceled flights then because of that.
Fog, bitches.
Yeah.
Mike.
He's the expert. Or not. Good for Mike. Thanks for checking in, bud.
Well, it sounds like it would be more than cancellation. It'd be like you'd be diverted. You know, if it was foggy and we can't land at our destination.
Fogged up at last minute, right.
Well, you can't just circle until the fog's gone. Right.
Sorry, folks. We're going to Saginaw instead.
Right. I know a guy with a helicopter.
I still don't believe he is.
And he told me he's got a skybox in Lincoln, too. Hey.
He's totally trying to bang you.
But you don't want to go out in Kobe conditions.
Well, I don't want to watch the Huskers either.
Well, luckily for us, there's not a lot of cliffs or mountains to run into in the fog around here.
Nah.
Could you take the helicopter to Memorial Stadium?
Ooh. You're chubbing up thinking about that, aren't
you? That would be pretty badass.
Yeah. But then you'd have to watch the game.
Then you got to go into the stadium. Yeah.
No, just land on the field, wave, and get back in and take off.
Oh, that crowd loves us.
Oh, they would.
They love Todd and Tyler,
that
crowd.
Greeted like heroes.
We are. Well, they love us. Now, Lincoln loves us, but that crowd wouldn't like us.
Researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison are working on a coronavirus vaccine that'll cover all strains of the virus.
Yeah.
And it's about 5 years away from being ready.
Right. Except for the ones we haven't thought
five
of
years.
Yet.
Yeah.
We'll get the vaccine now. So we had a guy trying to be polite with us. I think he was being polite. He said, well, why can't, if everybody still gets it, why would they get vaccinated? I'm thinking, oh, so I didn't get, you answered the guy, right?
I explained to him that if everybody.
Unvaccinated is the reason we're in this where we are.
Had gotten vaccinated in the first place, and it wouldn't have mutated like it did.
And it still means we still get vaccinated now. So it doesn't mutate. Mutations, right.
Without further, and right. It makes it less severe. If you contract it or if you pass
because
it along
that's
to somebody.
Because that's a dumbass thing that Rogers said. On the Pat
and it also
McRogan
makes you
show.
Less likely to pass
right.
it on.
Right.
Thank you.
And it, you know, it,
yeah.
it makes
it
everything
happen.
Less likely.
Right.
Nothing's 100%, but no. less likely.
Yeah, we tried that Rogers theory, which was stupid. Well, if you're already vaccinated, what do you need me vaccinated for? Because you're dumbass, Rogers.
I stopped myself from replying to somebody that replied to both of us.
This guy was nice. That guy was nice. Yeah. But, what did the Twitter one say?
Just
this was a that, this
it was a link to some okay. article that I'm sure the dude hadn't read.
Yeah,
and I had you know putting a response together. I'd highlighted stuff in the article. Then I'm like, this guy has six followers. Why am I doing this?
Yeah,
why? It's not worth it.
No,
not that it would be if he had more. Whatever, but it's like why you don't have to go down that hall. And then I don't have to wait to see it. Oh, what did he say
right.
back? I'm like, whatever. I can just finish my cocktail and go to bed.
Yeah. I believe it or not, I do that more. I mute people like that. I just mute them.
You can go to the house and reach more people.
Yeah.
Than getting on that guy's Twitter feed.
Right.
Yeah. If he's got six followers, that means maybe one guy checked it today.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No, not worth your breath.
And you were highlighting stuff in the article and everything?
Yeah.
I want a cocktail.
Yeah, same. What's in the fridge?
Yeah. Exactly.
Got to be some leftover beer or something in there.
Just don't talk about stuff. Have a drink. And, relax.
Or talk about what's in the fridge.
Right.
That'd be more interesting Twitter feed.
Although I think some of the afternoon guys have figured out we leave some beer in there, too. And so.
Oh, I took it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
fine.
It's for everybody.
Share the love.
Mm-hmm.
Set up like a Bloody Mary bar in the morning here or something.
Celery and everything out there.
Yeah.
That is an unfortunately fantastic
that is
idea.
A great idea. A Bloody Mary. A
couple Slim Jims
would be great out there.
Fancy ones with bacon.
I'd be half ripped by eight every morning.
And a burger.
Yeah.
You gotta have a burger inside.
I've seen that
Bloody
show
Mary.
Happen. Let's start drinking at six. What could go wrong?
Yeah.
What are the football dads on one of these trips set one of those up at his hotel room like this?
A Bloody Mary bar?
You know, I was like, you're a genius.
Yeah.
What does it consist of?
Bloody Mary bars?
He had
Bloody
vodka and, you know, some olives.
Everything's normally in
all
Bloody
the fixings.
Mary.
Yeah.
Does it come in a kit?
Well, no, he just had, like, you know, everything set up you need for a Bloody Mary. There's some ice and some Bloody Mary mix.
There's a lot of
hotels have those. Nice hotels will have Bloody Mary bars, yeah.
It's like a nacho bar, Todd. Yeah. You just got everything you need there. You walk by and you put yours together however you like it.
My grandpa doesn't have a Bloody Mary suitcase, but he does have this little like leather kit that's just like his, you know, traveling booze setup.
Yeah. Nice.
Well, he's old right now. He doesn't care at this point, right?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said doctors for years, but like, stop drinking. He's like,
why?
Yeah, no, I don't think I'm just going to ride it out.
Obamacare enrollment is at a record high.
Yeah, it is because it works and gives people an option.
And
if people still want to take it away with that new they have another plan, right? Oh, no, they never did. Never did.
2 weeks.
Yeah. We'll that's right.
Just a couple of weeks.
The moron told the morons 2 weeks he's got ready to go.
That's what I'm going through now. It's very convenient.
I do not think that our health insurance, that being able to go to the doctor, should depend on our employment status.
You're exactly right, Craig. It should be universal health care for everybody in the United States. We're rich enough to do that.
Like most of the world.
And it's never going to happen because morons fall for that crap from people making a fortune off of them. They fall for it every time.
Drives up the price of doing business.
Yep. All the stuff's true. You should better go to the doctor in a country this rich.
At least have a choice. shouldn't have to go through whoever your employer is offering insurance through.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
New study explains why falling asleep in front of the TV gets in the way of a good night's sleep. Researchers in Austria found that hearing unfamiliar voices when someone is asleep boosts brain activity.
I fell asleep twice this weekend to SNL, not because of SNL. I was watching SNL live. Live Saturday night.
There's no way you were going to make it through that.
And out. Somewhere about the second or third skit. Out.
Yeah.
Steelers get their ass kicked. I'm in bed Sunday night, pretty drunk, one eye in the TV. I haven't watched SNL yet. I get about two more skits in, both times. Then finally I watched it. Wow, what can I do? Monday afternoon I watched it and I was wide awake.
Watch it, then drink.
Was the TV on when you fell asleep?
Yeah, my wife comes in and just turns it
off.
That's
what Christy does too. Yeah, She'll come in and just turn the TV off when it's obvious I ain't moving.
Yeah. Tucks me in, says, oh, isn't that cute? None of those at all.
I always set a sleep timer.
Yeah.
Oh, you wake up and go, I was watching that.
I did. Of course, I did. Right. The second time I did. So SNL, the weekend update had just started on Sunday night. And like I said, I was pretty ripped from the Steeler game. And I went, hey, I was watching that.
No, you weren't. Shut up.
No, you weren't.
Even make the sleep timers on the TV anymore?
Yeah.
On the smart TVs?
Okay. Yeah.
Smart TVs, even with the limited amount of buttons on there, there's one that just has like a sliver of a moon. And like that's the sleep timer.
Okay. Oh.
Didn't know.
Yeah. You ever staying awake and it turns off, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There'll be a warning that comes up that's
A warning.
Count down and be like, hey, this is turning off in a minute. And you're like, oh.
Like, Rise of Chiefs are about to score. Also, it turns off on you.
Yeah, they've made TVs way more advanced, but they took away the sleep timer. Yeah.
Well, they do take away stuff you think's obvious on some stuff.
Well, you know, that used to be prominently featured. Yeah. That was the thing.
It's still there.
And now you got a button for Netflix, and a button for Hulu, and a button for Amazon Prime. Gets lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, I have to have the TV on instead of, like, you know, just trying to fall asleep with existential dread going through my head. Like, just a little background noise.
Yeah.
Human Rights Watch is warning Olympic athletes not to speak out on human rights issues while they're in Beijing for the Winter Games.
Yeah, they don't like that.
The director of the Global Athlete Group said his organization does not believe athletes will be afforded a whole lot of protection from arrest. So they are asking athletes to just to shut their pie holes, compete, use their voices when they get back home.
Well, they picked the wrong place.
That sounds like some people here want that to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up and dribble.
They'll come out with that soon enough.
Oh, yeah.
Human Rights Watch says don't talk about human rights. Just shut up.
In the United States.
Yeah.
In the United States.
Anywhere.
Oh, it's going to happen here.
Anywhere.
It will
happen
here.
Well, this isn't for Beijing.
I know. But there's a group of people that want that to happen here.
That's true.
Yeah.
So they're basically saying there's a real chance you could go to Beijing, disappear forever, and never make it back if you're not careful what you say.
That's what it sounds like.
Right.
Be mad, but don't say anything about it till you get home.
Right.
Tickets are still available for the Bills and the Chiefs.
What are they? What's the upper deck? How much?
$124, maybe.
Upper deck, 124.
Upper what?
Yeah.
Upper deck.
Yeah.
Like you said, upper duck.
And it's It's an earlier kickoff on Sunday.
It is. What's the weather going to be?
It's the
early game.
2 and 5:30 are the kickoffs.
5:30.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, there's the 5:30.
Yeah, there's the 5:30.
Okay.
So game's over by 9. You're still home by midnight or so.
Yeah, I'm not going.
he's not going. You're not going because of the money. Obviously, that's a big deal. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't go down
that
last week.
The money and the cold.
Yeah, the money and the cold is the reason I didn't go last week. That and dumbass Chief fans are dicks.
And in retrospect, you're really happy you didn't.
Oh, yeah, of course I wasn't going to do that. Yeah. But it was too cold. And
the first quarter would have been fun.
You think that...
You're a dick, man.
Sunday, it's a high 45, low of 25 in Kansas City on Sunday.
I thought
that's
I would
fine.
See
that's okay. Yeah,
more
that's
Steeler
doable.
Fans on Sunday, but I think...
There was more than I thought.
The Chief fans
yeah,
they kept have been so efficient and so effective at being dicks that they've scared off the other fans. I think that was a strategy the whole time.
Well, I also think going into that game, since Steelers were pretty much not going to win... That was the given.
No, but
they,
I think
they didn't invade that
their
stadium.
Their reputation but precedes them.
Well, that too.
And word's getting out, and it's working.
Right.
Good job, Chief fans.
Yeah. They did
it. Being such jackasses
that
nobody else wants to come to your stadium.
And it does work.
I didn't watch till the end of the game, but the clips I saw the next day, it looked like even Chiefs fans were pretty respectful of Ben, you know.
Having, oh, they
you
were.
Know, just,
from what I could tell, yeah.
It looked like they gave him a pretty good standing ovation on the way out.
Yep.
Well, the talk I heard yesterday, it's like they're uncertain that he's going to retire.
No, he's done.
No, Tomlin said they're working under the assumption that he will not be with them next year.
Why not say something?
He has to say he's retired.
Yeah.
He hasn't said it yet.
Why doesn't he?
He's going to.
Sometimes isn't there timing things with those contracts?
Yeah.
We're just waiting to call the press conference and let him say
it's been 2 days.
Or maybe he's waiting until they trade Cousins and he's going to step in and be a Viking for a year. Yeah. And retire as a Viking.
Well, and the NFL news
not what it used to be.
The NFL news cycle is really full right now.
Yeah.
Wait until there's not as much going on so that he can be the main headline of the day.
Right. Vikings like to pick up quarterbacks that other teams have thrown in the trash.
It won't be him.
I'd still like to see it.
Russell Wilson's out there. He's exploring his options now, Todd. But you're keeping Cousins, aren't you?
I hear speculation, and it's like if you trade the guy, who are you going to get?
That's right.
Who else is out there?
Good luck moving.
That's available.
Russell Wilson.
That's it.
Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, maybe.
I just read the other day. They said he counts for $45 million next year. Good luck trading that.
Oh, just trade him even for the Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, whatever. I suppose they should probably get a GM first to work
maybe.
It out.
Yeah. Let that guy figure it out.
They're not calling you, Todd?
Get a GM and a coach first.
Todd doesn't interview well for GM.
Then move on from there.
I'm back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.